Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada aqui. First of all, I want to thank very much for this opportunity. Actually, I'm not at all qualified to sit here in this elevated seat. Actually, before I accepted the invitation, but then after some time I considered that three reasons. First of all, I'm just an insignificant pilgrim that comes to Vrindavan since 1981. I already came here like 20 times, but we learn from the scriptures that one should go to the holy places to hear and not to speak. Jasyatma buddhiko na petra datke swadika la tradishu tradishu bauma idyadi ya trita buddhisa lilena karishit saiva gochara. That one, that person that goes to the holy dham, the one who thinks that he is the body, he identifies himself with the body, Yasatma Buddhiku Una Petridatuke, and thinks that the subproducts of his body, like his family, wife, etc., belongs to himself, and that thinks that his place of birth is worth of worship. And that goes to the holy Dhamma just to take a bath, but don't hear from the holy people that are there. This person I like S or a cow, Saiva Gokara. And then I have come here many times here in the great Vaishnavas, and then that is the first reason. The second reason is that language problems. I spoke with Maharaj Janardana that I have some language problems because my mother language is Brazilian Portuguese, and he said to me, he encouraged me, he said, just give a simple class. And then if you are, you know, have patience to just hear a simple Brazilian class, I am very thankful for that. And the third reason is that I'm not a Brajabasi. No? I am just a Western, a very fallen, fruitive worker, and I'm trying to get some mercy here. And just by the mercy of the Vaishnavas and Guru, I'm able to speak something about Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay? Then you're going to read today Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, let's see. Today's verse is chapter canto 7, chapter 13, and verse 43. Yes? Verse 43. Vikalpanjuhu jatitam. Vikalpanjuhu jatitam. Tanmanasyarta vibhrame. Manuvaikarike hutva. Tanmayayam juhorit anu. Tadmayayan juhotyanu vikalpan juhujatito tanmanas artha vibhrame mano vaikarike hutva tanmayayan juhotyanu Vikalpanju yachito Tanmanasyarta vibhrame Manu vaikarike hutva tan mayayan juhotyanu vikalpam, discrimination between good and bad, one person and another, one nation and another, and all similar discrimination. Juhujat, one should offer as oblations. Chito, in the fire of consciousness. Tam, that consciousness. Manasi, in the mind. Artha, vibrame, the root of all acceptance and rejection. Manaha, that mind. Vaikarike, in false ego. Identification of oneself with matter. Hutva, offering as oblations. Tam, this false ego. Mayayam, in the total material energy. Juhoti, offers as oblations. Anu, following this principle. Translation, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, ki. The mental concoction of discrimination between good and bad should be accepted as one unit and then invested in the mind, which should then be invested in the false ego. The false ego should be invested in the total material energy. This is the process of fighting false discrimination. Purport. No, now you can repeat, please. The mental concoction of discrimination between good and bad should be accepted as one unity and then invested in the mind, which should then be invested in the false ego. The false ego should be invested in the total material energy. This is the process of fighting false discrimination. Purport. This verse describes how a yogi can become free from material affection because of material attraction. A karmi cannot see himself. Jnanis can discriminate between matter and spirit. And the yogis, the best of whom are the bhakti yogis, want to return home back to Godhead. The karmis are completely in illusion. The jnanis are neither in illusion not in the positive knowledge. But the yogis, especially the bhakti yogis, are completely on the spiritual platform. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 14:26, Mamchajo vyabhicharyana bhakti yogana sevate sagunam samati jaityam brahma buyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down under any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Thus, a devotee's position is such as Jnanis and Hatha Yogis. Such is the devotee's position. a devotee, others such as Gyanis and Hatha Yogis can only gradually ascend to the spiritual platform by nullifying their material discrimination on the platform of psychology and nullifying the false ego by which one thinks, I am this body, a product of matter. One must merge in the false ego into the total material energy and merge the total material energy into the supreme energetic. Thus is the process of becoming free from material attraction. We are now approaching the end of this chapter, called the behavior of a perfect person. You can hear? Can you hear?
No.
No? I put this one in. Yeah.
Now you can hear.
Okay, Aribo. Microphone problem. This chapter speaks about the behavior of a perfect person. This seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the previous chapter also, it is speaking about the science of God. Many times, Srila Prabhupada, in his lectures, he used to say that Krishna consciousness is the science of God. Although some of academic people, they don't like the devotees using this word science. They think that science is just monopoly of the academic people. But actually, everything that you can experiment by our senses and also internally, this can be called science. And everything that has some process, like scientific process, can be called science. And then in the previous verses, Narada Muni is explaining about different orders of life, like explaining about Varnashram, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprasa, Sannyas. And sometimes we read this and you think that this is not possible for put in practice nowadays, because it is said that like Vanaprasa should only put like barks of trees as clothes, and the sannyasi should not preach, only become absorbed, silent in the Brahman, it should not study many books. And then we hear all these narrations, and we think, how come? We cannot practice this nowadays. But that was spoken many, many thousands of years ago. And when Srila Prabhupada established like sannyas initiation and Brahman initiation, and also established like the ashrams, Brahmachari, Grihastha, he spoke very, very clearly that this is only for the purpose of preaching. He said that sannyas, for example, is meant for preaching. If the sannyasi doesn't study, the sannyasi only stay like quiet and don't preach, then all the purpose of this movement is ending. It's finished. Then any ashram of any order of life only has any value if it is used for Krishna consciousness. Like those verses that say, Atapum bidu jasista, varna shrama vibhagasha, stanutita se adharmasya, sansidin haritoshana. If you want to follow these four ashrams and four social orders, only externally, like, oh, I'm a brahmachari, oh, I'm a grihastha, I'm a sannyasi, but only they are attached to the external cloth. Many problems is the microphone. Yeah? They are only attached to the external cloth. They are not like into the spirit of serving the Lord. Then this is a useless loss of time. Also, Shrimad Bhagavatam states, Dharma sanusita pumsham vishakshena kata asuya notpadaye diratin shramayeva hikevalam. Any activity that one executes according to the Dharma is only a useless waste of time if it don't provoke attraction for Vasudeva Kataruchi. Vasudeva Kata. If it don't provoke any attraction to the thoughts of Krishna, there's a useless loss of time. And then we should put this in mind, that all these different orders of life and ashrams now and this is different from that time. But we should understand the essence of that teachings. That is more important. No? Like the was describing the Avaduta behavior. No? The Avaduta behavior. Sometimes he goes naked in the streets. Sometimes he goes just as bark of trees. Sometimes he goes like a king. No? He's speaking about sometimes eat, sometimes don't eat. That is not possible for us to follow. But, as Prabhu Panchagoda said in a previous class, we can experience somewhat of this kind of consciousness, of this kind of mentality. For example, like he was speaking about Sankirtan. When one goes out on Sankirtan, he doesn't know what will happen in the next 15 minutes. He don't know if he will be successful by selling one book, two books, 10 books, 1,000 books. No, everything is on the hands of the Lord. Everything is on the hand of Krishna. And I remember in 1973, when the movement was starting in Brazil, and Hidananda Maharaj used to send us to some city that we never went there, and that no one there saw Hare Krishna devotes, never, no? In Brazil. And that we arrived there, we had the same experience, like is describing here, and like Prabhupada also had, that you don't know if you go ahead, go right or left, we don't know which we can do, and just we start chanting Hare Krishna alone in the streets. And I was put in jail 2 times because they thought I was some kind of political party, or that time was very very complication in Brazil, and they put me in jail 2 times. And today the movement is very accepted there. Everyone knows the movement. The movement of Prabhupada now is being released there. Everyone is appreciating. But that time, no one knows anything about Krishna. And they thought we are all crazy guys. You know? Completely crazy guys. You know? And we had to be completely on the hands of Krishna. Also, when I was in Padayatra with Lokanath Swami, Jayadvaita Swami, 1985-86, 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya, we were going from village to village in India. And sometimes we enter a village and there was a nice place to stay, like Dharamshala, with bed, and also someone cooks nice food, life members cook nice food. But sometimes we enter a place, there is no proper place to stay. We used to sleep on the floor, or outside, or on the desks of a school. No? But the desks were uneven, and then they become like and swinging like this. No? Sometimes they think that you're going to fall from there. No? And sometimes you go some place that the prasad was too spicy. Was so spicy that even the Indians that were going with us doesn't eat that prasad. The Bengali devotees. They don't eat that prasad. So spicy. No? And then we had the experience that we are completely on the hands of Krishna. We are not avadutas, not in that level. But at least we could experience what an avaduta experiences. That sometimes he eats some. That time when the prasad was too spicy, just buy some fruits, take some fruits, and then I became too skinny because sometimes I don't eat properly. But that is the way of devotional service. Devotional service, when we execute devotional service, we are completely on the hands of Krishna. We should not have any ulterior purpose in executing devotional service. And for example, all these instructions here are given according to the Varnashram system. But actually, devotees are above Varnashrama. Varnashrama Dharma. Devotees are in the Bhagavata Dharma. Not Varnashrama Dharma, but Bhagavata Dharma. Like, for example, when Arjuna doesn't want to fight in the battlefield, he gave many and many arguments according to Varnashram. He spoke about the dynasty that can be destroyed. Actually, one can write a very nice book about all the arguments of Arjuna. But Krishna told him that he should go above this platform of Varnashram. And by hearing Krishna and the spiritual master, a devotee goes above Varnashram system. Like, for example, Srila Prabhupada, one time, two devotees, sannyasis, went to a Hindu temple, and they were very humble, doing prayers to the deity, and then the pujari came to them and said, "Oh, you are very devotional. Maybe next life you can be born as brahmanas." This was the pujari from the temple said that, no? And the devotees became a little confused and go into Srila Prabhupada and said, how come that they say that we next birth will take birth as brahmanas? Like, as you told us, that we are already brahmanas. And then Srila Prabhupada said that a Vaishnava is even beyond this brahmana caste, brahmana, this kind of brahmana, caste brahmana, no? Understand caste brahmana? Caste. Brahmana, caste. No? Yeah. And then, as far as this verse here is concerned, is a verse that seems that be a little complicated, but actually, in this material world, we are all in the platform of duality and relativity. Everything are on the platform of duality and relativity. Like good and bad, ugly and beautiful. This is, and then all this duality only are due to the material contact with the senses, with the body. Then the mind has the function to accept and reject. Like our is described in the scriptures that our body and our soul is like a chariot. And we are seated in that chariot of the body, and the man who's conducting the chariot? Huh? Chariot driver. Yeah, the chariot driver is the intelligence. And the mind are the reins that, no? Directed that chariot. And the horses are the senses. Then all these have their functions. Like the mind rejects and accepts. Based in duality. This is good, this is bad. Since you are children, I like this, I don't like that. I want this, I don't want that. We are all that. Since you are children, we are like discriminating. This is good, this is bad. And then the intelligence has the function to discriminate. Like this is bad for your senses. Like this medicine is very bitter. You don't like this. But if you take this medicine, you become cured from your disease. Then the intelligence has the function to engage in everything that will be beneficial to us and reject what is not beneficial. Sometimes what is beneficial we can think is bad, and sometimes what is not beneficial we think is good. But sometimes when the mind is very strong, the presence too attached to material world, the mind dominates the intelligence, and the intelligence works by the dictations of the mind. The intelligence, someone wants to enjoy something, and intelligence concoct plans how I can enjoy that. How can I can enjoy that? This is intelligence that is controlled by the mind. Then what this verse is saying is that first thing is that we should merge the mind, invest on the mind, so that we stop this rejection and acceptance. After that, go to the false ego, because also due to the false ego, we think, I am this mind, I am this intelligence, I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, all these upadis, now it's called upadis, I am Brahmana, I am Brahmachari, I am Grihastha, Sannyas, no? These are called upadis. And the Rupa Goswami says, Sarva upadi vinir muktam, tat paratvena nirmalam, rishikena rishikeshav sevanam bhakti rutama. That one should free oneself from these upadis. In mercy, identify themselves as eternal servants of the Lord. As individual souls, eternal servants of the Lord. Like also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Naham vipro nacharana prachi na javasho na shudro, Naham vani nachar gira pachi nova na shudja chirva, Quinto prodhani aquila paramananda purnamitab de, Kopi bartur pada kamaleo das, 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 anudas. I am not Brahmana, I am not Kshatra, I am not Vaishna, I am not Shudra, I am not Brahmachari, I am not Grihastha, I am not Sannyas, not Vanaprastha, not Sannyas. I am servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. This was what George Harrison said when someone was make an interview with him in the television in London. And the interviewer asked him, and what you think about yourself? What is the opinion you have about yourself? And then he said, it's my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, said that he is a servant of the servant. So I am a servant of the servant of the servant infinitely. That he speak that in national network television. And this is our position. And then we should invest in the false ego and lose this upadis. Then we become situated as spiritual souls. And then all this material energy that involves Bumiya Pona Lovayo Kan Manabu Dereva Cha Bina Prakriti Astada. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, these are all my separated energies. No? Earth, fire, water, air, false ego, the mind, intelligence, and false ego. All these are my separated Bina Prakriti Astada, my separate material energy. And then when devotee becomes fixed in devotional service, he don't identify more with his intelligence, material mind, material ego. He identifies himself as eternal servant of the Lord. This is why Srila Prabhupada said here that the yogis, especially the bhakti yogis, they can transcend these material designations. Also, another yogis, they, by practicing the octuple system of yoga, Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi, they also are able to become aloof from these material designations. But the problem is that when these yogis, they realize Paramatma. And then if they don't realize they are servants of Paramatma, they will think that I am Paramatma. Like Soham, I am. No? This very famous, this Soham, I am. I am Paramatma. They don't realize that they are different from Paramatma. Like inside the heart, there are two souls, not just one soul, two souls. No? Kshetragya chapiman vidhi sarva kshetreshu varata. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kshetragya chapiman vidhi. He says, O Arjuna, you know that I am Kshetragya. There is Kshetragya, this individual soul, and I am sarva kshetreshu varata. I am the knower of all the bodies. Then, two souls, one is servant and another is master. If you don't realize that Paramatma is my master and my only individual soul, then he will fall in the Mayavadi platform. And the Mayavadi platform, one thing, as I am Paramatma, this is very dangerous. Because if I am Paramatma, I can do anything. Anything I like, I can do. Because I'm God Himself. Then I can do anything. If I think that kill someone is good for me, I kill someone. Like Arjuna, they used to give the example that if Arjuna killed so many people in the battlefield, and if Krishna says that people don't die, they are eternal, so I also can kill many people, and one become terrorists and say, oh, my master terrorist said I should blow up a bomb and kill so many innocent people. That because I am God, then if I do this, everything that God do is good, I can do. But they don't know that Arjuna was working under the direction of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also devotees act under the direction of the Guru. They don't do anything whimsically. They don't invent some kind of process, some kind of fasting, like we are hearing here about fasting. One time I heard Prabhupada say that if the guru asks the disciple to eat, he eats. And if the guru say disciple to fast, he fasts. He don't concoct any kind of fasting, any kind of austerities. No? Like there is some, in the past, one devotee, this is narration I heard. He went to Radhakunda and he started there to do many, many austerities, chanting like 64 rounds and then increase and then stop eating. And then devotees came to Srila Prabhupada to report that. And they said, now he said that he desired to only eat once a day some fruits. Then Srila Prabhupada said, then he has desired. He's not Bhakta, because Bhakta don't have desire. He is in the egotistic platform. Because only the Bhakta, Bhukti Mukti Siddhikami Sakaliya Santa. Bhakta Naskami Atayeva Santa. The Bhuktis, the Karmis that enjoy material nature. The Muktis, the Gyanis that want liberation. And the Yogis that want mystic power. Sakaliya Santa, they don't have peace because they always want to enjoy something. They are always desiring. Now I want to do this. Now I want to do that. Now I will do so this to acquire some mystic power. Now I do that to attain liberation. And the karma says, now I do that to enjoy material nature. But the bhakta, naiskami, the bhakta acts according to the instructions of the guru. And even if the guru gives some instruction that he doesn't like, even so, he will do. And he will get benefit. Because these dualities of good and bad, are completely illusory. There is a nice story. I don't know if you heard one nice story. I guess it's from the Itihasas. I'm not sure from, but it's a nice story. That one man, transcendentalist, seems like a common person, but was a transcendentalist. And he could get a heritage, one big piece of land. He received as a heritage from his parents, a big piece of land. And then he didn't put fence around the land. He didn't put fence around the land. And then his neighbors came to him and said, why don't you put fence around your property? Some dacoits can enter, some ferocious animals can enter. Why you live like this? This is very bad. And the guy that was a transcendentalist said, you say it's bad. I don't know if it's bad or not bad. You say it's bad. I don't know. And then they said, this guy should be crazy. And then after some time, some very, very costly horses enter his property. And then started to live there, and the guy became rich because the horses were very available. And he started to sell some horses and get so much money. And then the neighbor came to him and said, oh, you are very smart. You see, you don't put fence, now you are a rich person because the horses enter there. And the guy said, you say it's good. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad. You are saying it's good. But for me, any good nor bad. He said that, no? And again, he said, this guy should not be very sane, no? Because, okay. And then what happened? One day, his son was hiding on a horse. He fell down from the horse and became tetraplegic. Became tetraplegic. And all the neighbors come. You see, I told you that was bad. That you not put the fence. They will let the horses enter. And now your son is tetraplegic. And the guy said, you say it's bad. I don't know if it's bad. This is good. You are saying it's bad. This is all dualities of material world. And then, again, the people went away. And then what happens? A big war took place. A big war took place, and all the sons of all the neighbors went to the war and died in the war. But the son of this guy didn't die because he was tetraplegic. He didn't went to the war. He remained alive. Again, the neighbors came. Oh, you are right. No, because if your son was in good health, he would have to go to the war and he would die also. Then it's very good. And the guy again said, you say it's good. I don't know if it's good or bad. And this go on eternally, no? Because sometimes something you think is good, if you deeply think, later you think, no, that was bad. And opposite, sometimes you think, this is bad. This is very bad. I'm suffering so much for that. And then in the future, say, oh, this was good. Because, no? Then what is the instructions? Is that everything that Krishna does is good. And then if Krishna tells Arjuna to kill the enemies, that is non-violence. Because it's the order of Krishna. And if Krishna say, because the Bhagavad Gita was spoken to the royal people, not to Brahmanas. If Krishna had spoken Bhagavad Gita to Brahmanas, like Uddhava, he would not say to him to kill. He would not say to him to kill. But Bhagavad Gita was for Kshatriyas. Was spoken for Kshatriyas, for saintly kings, for the sake of Dharma. And then Krishna said to Arjuna to kill for the sake of Dharma. And when Arjuna killed, he was protecting Dharma, he was acting in Bhagavata Dharma. although he had so many excuses based in only in Sanatana Dharma, the material Sanatana Dharma, but Krishna gave him instruction above that, based on Bhagavata Dharma, the will of the Lord. And then, how the devotees know the will of the Lord? By accepting a spiritual master, by surrender to a spiritual master. You know? Like said in the Bhagavad Gita, at this verse, approach a spiritual master. Tadvidi paripatana pariprasena sevaya upadeta shantite gyanam gyaninastava darshanaha. If you want to know the truth, simply approach a guru, a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Do service to him, because he is a very, he can see the truth, and he can give you this knowledge. Okay? Okay, I think now I will give some break. Okay? Because now exactly the time for finishing. If you have some question or some comments about what I speak here, I hope you understand my English with Portuguese accent. You could understand something? Yes? Okay. Okay. Yes, Prabhu. Microphone. Microphone, no? You can speak loud.
Yeah.
Speak loud. Today's microphone problem.
In the beginning, you said in 73, 72, when there was difficulties in the beginning, it was difficult. So usually you see when a baby is there or anybody is there in the beginning, unless it is difficult. But when you grow up, then the things are much better.
Yeah, he's saying that before I said that in 1973, in the beginning of the movement in Brazil, everything was very difficult, and afterwards it became better. That's a fact, that the happiness in the mode of goodness first is very difficult. It's very, one in the beginning suffer, but then in the end one become blissful. And Krishna says that happiness in the mode of passion, one in the beginning is very good, but in the end there is suffering. And the happiness in the mode of ignorance is suffering from the beginning to the end. And then if you, Srila Prabhupada used to say, first work and then samadhi. First work hard and then samadhi. Then it was tough. No? It was very difficult. No? We undergone so much difficulties, so much austerities to help to start the movement. But Prabhupada never went to Brazil, actually. I'm saying that, but always when I finish my class, someone asks, did you meet Prabhupada? No, I never met, and also divorced from Brazil, because he never went there. Yeah? But you could receive Vani, his instructions, and follow his instructions through the books and also through his representatives, like Hridayananda Maharaj. That is better way to understand the Guru. Because if you want to say that only Srila Prabhupada disciples can have intimate relationship with Srila Prabhupada, then what happens when all Srila Prabhupada disciples die? What happens? And from here to 1,000 years, the movement will be finished, because as the time passes, people will be more and more away from Srila Prabhupada. That is an absurd thinking. No? Even from now to 1,000 years, someone can have very much understanding of Srila Prabhupada's mission by reading his books, by following his representatives. No? And then, if you want to say only Prabhupada disciples have intimate relationship with Srila Prabhupada, then our movement is finished. Because all Prabhupada disciples will die. And then, no one has more intimate relationship with Prabhupada. For sure, they have. Only Prabhupada say, I am in my books. just read my books. And also, we used to say, he lives forever and the follower lives with him. No? Then Srila Prabhupada put all his instructions in his books. And we can have intimate relationship with him by reading his books and following his instructions. And this personal relationship called Vapu sometimes is dangerous because one can see the guru as an ordinary man. Like many of my God brothers, they left the movement as soon as Prabhupada left his body, they also left the movement. Because they were attracted just for personal worship to Prabhupada, like personal personality cults. You understand this? Personality cults. No? And then, when Prabhupada left his body, they don't find anything more in spiritual life because they are too much dependent on Srila Prabhupada. Actually, when Srila Prabhupada left his body, I was in Brazil and the news came from Vrindavan and everyone started to cry. Now everything is finished, now everything is finished. And then Hridayananda Maharaj got everyone together in the room, temple room, and said, no, now is the time that we should prove our love for Srila Prabhupada. Now we have to work cooperatively to spread even more Krishna consciousness. And this was what happened. After Prabhupada's departure, the Sankirtan distribution increased there. The devotees break all records because the feeling of separation from Prabhupada gave us more and more encouragement to go ahead. And then the movement is still alive by Srila Prabhupada instructions. Very much more important than just to have personal association. And then this is why we still are here. Otherwise, I not to be here. If I not follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, if I not read his books, I was not here anymore. This is the main thing. Okay? Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Krishna Balaram ki. Srila Radha Shyama Sundar ki. Srila Gaur Nitai ki. Gaur Paramanandi Haribol.